Welcome to Universal Talk. On today's show, we'll be discussing the development of your own psychic abilities. Let's present the case. Have you ever wished that you could communicate to a loved one who has crossed over? And how many people have been standing next to someone who claims they see something that no one else can see? Why do children tend to have an ability to see or talk to individuals who have crossed over and adults cannot? How many times have you wished that you could just know what is about to occur or have the ability to openly communicate with your angels and guides or for advice? What if we could develop these gifts? What if by taking classes we could develop an ability to see major events before they happen? What if we could work on being connected to one another and therefore live more harmoniously? We welcome Terry Ippoliti, psychic medium, channeler, and hypnotherapist to the show. Hello, Terry Ippoliti. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How was your Christmas?
You know, it was great because I actually allowed myself to be in spirit and let it move smoothly for me. And the key was to be in spirit in the now.
In the now. Gotcha. So tell us about what's been going on lately. Is there anything, you know, with the planetary alignments, the energies, all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on with the planetary alignments. Mars went into retrograde, I think a couple of weeks or a week ago, and it's creating quite a little stir amongst anything that is a living organism, especially with man. What's happening is that when Mars goes into retrograde, first of all, Mars represents a strong amount of energy. It represents physical energy, emotional energy, and sexual energy. So if you put all that energy together, it's a huge amount of energy. So with that planet going in retrograde, which means that it seems like it's going backwards, what happens is that that energy affects us in a way of it's pushing out all of our issues. So what's happening is that there might be a lot of, like, agitations, people getting angry, people having to face themselves and see things about themselves that they didn't, you know, don't really like about themselves, that type of thing.
So do you think that people, like the listeners out there, are actually could witness this and say, boy, there's a rise in...
If they understood the planetary actions and the energy that's involved with it, yes.
Right, as though it's a cause and effect type thing. Even if they don't know the root cause of it, I mean, people can just observe and be like, hey, wonder why there are so many people that are, I don't know, in a bad place, per se.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they would associate it to, like, holidays, you know.
Right.
Like, right now, just the energy alone with the holidays, every holiday, people get nervous. They have to spend money they don't have, or they have to make plans that they don't, or they are feeling like whatever holidays bring, to tell you the truth.
Right.
But anyway, so what happens is that creates a lot of agitation all by itself, and so you can't really see that right now. But after the holidays, because this retrograde is going to be until March 10th. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is that you're also going to see it in the planet also, like in the behavior of Mother Earth. So basically what you're going to do, because she's also cleaning up her issues. So what's going to happen is that you'll see it after the holidays more than you will see it during the holidays. So these people that are saying, oh, well, you know, seeing all this behavior, they're associating it to that. But in reality, it's a lot more. The whole picture of Mars going into retrograde is to bring up the emotional, the physical things in your life to create a change in yourself. Hopefully, to create that change in a more spiritual aspect of yourself.
Okay, so back to the main premise here: can anyone develop psychic abilities? And how is this done? Can this be taught?
Yes. Everyone is actually psychic.
Okay.
everyone. It's you're born this way.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that you just don't, if you don't understand what psychic abilities is, first of all, if you go into medical terminology, okay, ich stands for pertaining to, and psych stands for mind. So it's really pertaining to the mind. All right, so when they say the word psychic, most people don't know what that means, okay? And all you're doing is just raising the consciousness in your mind.
I see. So as far as the teaching part of it, I mean, it's not well known that you can just, you know, as far as mainstay education, a lot of times they don't teach anything like this because, well, first of all, a lot of people don't even believe in it. So where would you go to be taught?
Okay. Well, first of all, there's many aspects of where to go to be taught. It just depends on the person themselves. And for myself, right now, in order to develop your psychic abilities, you have to work on yourself,
okay.
Whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And so what happens is that, say that someone goes to a psychologist because that person just can't get their life together.
Mm-hmm.
That is a step towards spirituality for where that person's belief and understanding is at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so later on, maybe that person may get some type of stability in their life for a little while, okay? And then all of a sudden, something else comes up in their life that is like a same pattern, and they're having problems again. So maybe this time they decide that they want to go to a hypnotist, and they go to a hypnotist, and maybe to quit smoking, to lose weight. But in reality, every physical aspect in our body is created or is has some type of emotional
component
to it. So what will happen is that usually we end up working on stress management.
I see.
And what hypnosis does is it teaches the person to go within. Okay. Because what it does is it relaxes. It relaxes the nervous system. So, and once that person realizes on how calm and peaceful they can feel for a few days and how clarity comes up in their minds just from coming to a therapist or going to a hypnosis program, what happens is that they start saying, oh my God, I feel so good that I want more. And then what happens is they start changing behaviors, and they start usually with the physical.
Mm-hmm. So is there anybody who would be a good candidate for learning this? Like, who would be the best person, like the best personality type, would you say?
I wouldn't say that there's any best personality type. I would say that anyone who wants to make a difference or make a change in their life.
Okay, well, the next question on top of that would be then, is there anybody who would not be a good candidate? I mean, if somebody's not even open to the belief, I would think that they wouldn't really gain much.
The people that don't even have the belief won't even be listening to this radio talk show, you know, and anybody who doesn't have a belief will not find people like myself.
Well, I have to disagree for one second. The only reason I'm saying that is because I know that people will be coming into your office, per se, kicking and screaming from a parent or a loved one that wants them to believe a certain belief. So if that's the person, like, for instance, if you see a person, the first thing I would think you would say is, are you open to this? Are you here because your mom brought you, or are you here because you want to be here?
That's usually the first questions that I ask, because nobody can change unless they want to change.
Exactly. So that's where I'm getting at. I'm not saying that anybody's a better person or personality. It's just that there are some people that I would think would gain more psychic abilities because they're open to it.
Right. And a lot of people are becoming open to it mainly because of the streams of energy that are coming from the universe. You know, it's everybody is rising in consciousness right now.
So don't you think that also age groups would be different? Like, if you were to take somebody who's young compared to the oldest person, and they were stuck in their ways, the older people, whereas the new kids that are coming in and the adolescents, wouldn't they be in a better position or more open?
Well, that's hard to answer because...
Generally speaking.
Yes, because to tell you the truth, I'm around all age groups all the time,
right.
And I learn more off the elderly people spiritually than I do off of the young people. The young people are still trying to find themselves. The elderly people have learned a lot of life lessons, even if they're fearful.
Right. Well, just based on the fact that the way our technology is and the way our movies are right now, it's almost more acceptable for children who watch the movies more so than an older person in, say, in their 70s, 80s. I mean, they may not be as open, and they, you know, are maybe stuck within a religious basis within that belief.
Yeah. This is happening because our consciousness is changing. Okay. And what's happening is that we went into a new age. All right, and there's always change in a new age, and there's always struggles in between that process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just like when we went into the industrial age.
Mm-hmm.
You saw all the protests and what was going on with organized crime and things like that, and moving from one technology to another because it used to be the inventors, and now it's factories and things like that that came up. So there was a lot of turmoil then, and then it changed. Now we're going to a new age now, to where it's more spiritually minded. Everyone, even Christians, are asking and saying, are wanting to know more. They might not say or come right out and say it, but just looking at their own lives, even their pastors and their preachers, the priests, are all changing the way that they teach. They're teaching more in the act of love now instead of the act of fear. So we are going into a new age, and that is why, that's the answer of that question, is that all of these movies are helping that transition, because there's going to be some exposures happening in the future. Okay, and we have to be ready for it. And that's what they're doing, is they're actually, how is it? It's kind of like training the children, you know, getting them ready for whatever is before them.
You used the word exposures in the future. What do you mean by that?
You're putting me on the spot, aren't you?
Well, I'm playing devil's advocate, because I know what the listeners are probably like, okay, what do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of activity going on. Okay, even off of Brush Mountain last week, there was a UFO that was spotted, and the UFO actually, as soon as two jets came passing by, it disappeared. Okay. And, of course, you didn't hear this on the news,
no.
But you know what? Somebody in Arizona heard it in the news.
Wow.
Okay. So isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, there was just a sighting down in North Carolina. So, you know, for it to be coming out east like this, which we don't really see it a lot out here, you know, something's up. And I truly believe that those who are ready to see, okay, and maybe even some of them who aren't ready to see, that are going to have a rude awakening type thing, okay, are actually going to, we're going to be introduced to the alien race somehow.
How soon do you think this, because I've had prior guests on that also speculated this, but, you know, time is hard to judge. And I mean, is it going to be within your lifetime? Could you say that? Or, I mean, it's hard to pin it down to, like, within a month or a year or 10 years.
You know what? I pray it's in my lifetime. I really do. I would love to see that exposure and to see the transition that comes through it.
Okay, you mentioned some of the people won't see this, though. So if they're not spiritually evolved enough to see it, will they simply not see it because they don't want to?
No, they'll be, it's fear. Fear will hold them back.
But physically, they won't see it, in other words.
It'll be kind of like the change, like all of a sudden it'll be exposed in the news. So you'll hear it more often coming through media. And then what will happen is that those who are fearful or are not ready to move into this higher consciousness, Okay, what's going to happen is that they are actually going to debunk it, so to speak. Oh, that's bunk, or that's prove it to me. Right. Or, you know, because they're not going to put themselves in the situation to be in it.
I see.
You see, they're not ready for it.
Okay. Do you have a website that the listeners could log into to check out what you do?
Yes, I have The Secrets of Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's www.secrets, as in plural, of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's .us.
Okay. And then, like, what all could they expect to see if they log on? Okay. I mean, I know you do more, and we had mentioned at the very beginning of the show that you're a psychic medium, channeler, and a hypnotherapist. And we had mentioned on prior shows of, you know, you doing hypnotherapy for things like smoking cessation and depression, anxiety. You also, maybe you could talk to them a little more about what you can offer as far as education with this developing psychic abilities. And what else you could do? I know you'd mentioned to me about people contacting you and wanting you to do a channeling session for a loved one who has passed on.
Yes.
And the family actually contacted you. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's started because I'm ready to expose myself to the public like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the energy alone is creating that to happen. So people are coming to me and they have been coming to me slowly and asking me about their loved ones. And what happens is that sometimes just sitting in my office with somebody, and if somebody passes on, I can actually see them, and it just comes automatically through.
Mm-hmm.
And so now... So now I'm seeing people asking me to come into their store. Like one person asked me to come into a store to check out a ghost that was throwing things around in their actually, it's not a store, it's a restaurant. And then so I went in there and I kind of like automatic wrote what the person looked like. I haven't really done any work in there because it's always too busy.
Yeah.
Months ago, somebody wanted to know about their loved one who died in a fire. And so I'll be working with them pretty soon.
Okay.
So that's been happening lately. And to answer your question about how I'm working with people, actually, because this has become a quest and I've put so much of myself into doing the work that I do, I became it. So it's kind of like because I've lived in that fear-based world, and I learned how to move out of that fear-based world into what this love-filled world. And don't get me wrong, I still face issues, and I still face working out patterns and things like that. But at the same time, because I've experienced those things, I'm able to work with all levels of consciousness. So when somebody comes into me for smoking cessation, okay, that's because that person wants to do something to help themselves, okay, because something's not working right in their life. So it gives me the opportunity to talk to that person about their mind and teach them about their mind. And what I do is I just tell them about the three aspects of their mind, which is the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious. And that kind of like opens up the door so that they can understand how their mind is actually working. So when I talk about the conscious, I tell them that the conscious mind knows right from wrong. It knows that you need to quit smoking because it's going to hurt you. Okay? And then the subconscious mind doesn't know right from wrong. It only knows what it's been taught over and over and over again until it became a habit. So when your conscious mind decides that it wants to stop smoking, the subconscious mind is going to give you some resistance because it's used to that behavior. Okay, and then I talk about the superconscious mind, which is your connection to the universe or God or however you want to perceive that. And so then I go into basically teaching them about the physical aspect, the body, of what is happening to their body with whatever they're coming in for, smoking, weight management, or whatever the case may be. And then I go into the best part, because I always think that this is the healing aspect of therapy, which is spirituality. Okay, and what I do is, because I could talk about spirituality in many different levels of understanding and awarenesses. Let's talk about awarenesses and then level. So basically, so if somebody's coming in for smoking cessation or weight management or depression or something like that, when I talk about spirituality, I talk about self-love. Okay, so it kind of like opens the door, and I'll ask them the question, if you looked in a mirror and you looked into those beautiful eyes of yours, and you turned around and said, I love you so much, how does that make you feel? Because it's all about feelings, okay? And most people will sit there and cringe, or I'll laugh, or they'll say, it just doesn't feel right. Or they might say, oh, I'm okay with that. Okay, it just depends on the situation. It shows me where their self-esteem is at that moment. Okay, myself, I'm 53 years old, and I look in the mirror, and I see a 37-year-old looking back at me. So, but at one time, I was 37, and I was looking at a 60-year-old looking back at me. So, so basically, what we're looking at is being able to help that client wherever, whatever awareness that they are in at that time, to be able to see where they're at by explaining the mind, body, and spirit consciousness.
Okay. Well, being that today is, what, December 26th, and this would be a good time or a good opportunity for people to contact you for their New Year's
resolutions.
Yeah.
Their goals.
Yeah, if they want to resolve the smoking thing, kick the habit, or weight loss, or anxiety, depression, it's a new year, 2010, and they could contact you at your website, www.secretsofhealing.us. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Or they can just give me a call. Although the telephone number is on there, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's on your website.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. It's almost 10:30. I'm going to see if we can take some callers now at 342-1260. Does anybody out there have a question for Terry? This is going to be your last opportunity for the year of 2009. And does anybody else have any, or anybody out there have any similar beliefs? And we'll go into the next segment here. Why do you think people should develop their own psychic or intuitive gifts? I mean, what's the point? Like, what? How would that be beneficial to people? I mean, a lot of people are fearful of it, and they don't want to know, or they hide behind their doors, you know. How do you think this would benefit a person?
It gives them freedom, for one thing. They don't... become more independent and more empowered, and they have. And what happens is that they end up having a relationship with something higher than themselves or other people. I mean, even as we're growing, we come to other people, other psychics and stuff like that, to try to get confirmation or clarity to some things that we want to change in our life. Okay, but in reality, it's all about of finding the truth and finding who we really are. That's always a question. You know, who am I? What am I doing? Why am I on Earth? That type of thing. So it does help you to evolve into that awareness. Did I answer that question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect. Psychic and intuitive gifts, I mean, I'm guessing that it's like anything else. The more you practice, the more results you see. I mean, you can't expect to go and, like, go within or meditate one time and, oh, my gosh, now I know the future. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't happen.
I mean, I'm just putting it out there for the listeners to...
Even those people that came in life, okay, at a very young age with these psychic abilities...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it only means that they have already gone through this life, and they have higher they have these higher abilities, but they still have to work through them to become aware of them. Because when you come into this world, you are actually becoming, you are being trained by everybody else, okay?
Right.
So your mother, your father, your peers, your school, that type of thing. So, and then a lot of people, especially people with psychic inclinations at a young age, what happens is that that gets suppressed. Or a lot of the Christians that went to Catholic school, they used to get beat for saying, "Oh, I see that shadow following you down the hall," or something like that. And then they would be told, "Don't you ever talk like that again," or whatever.
Yeah, I'm having flashbacks.
Chastised, right? And so
the old roller over the knuckle.
Right, and I've met psychics that are Catholics, and they've explained this to me. Because, and so basically, what it is, it's working out these issues. It's working out, and that's why coming to a person like myself that can help you develop these psychic abilities looking at you with a I'll take a look and see where you're at with your psychic abilities. Okay, and then what we'll do is we will retrain your belief system, because it could be just some pattern that you're just here to learn about, whether it's rejection or whether it's abandonment,
right. Mm-hmm.
Or whether it's emotion that seems to be cropping up all the time. So.
Okay. We have somebody here, Dan. From Phillipsburg, or where?
Yeah, I'm from just in town here.
Okay. Do you have any questions here for Terry?
No. I mean, I was sitting here and listening because I myself am trying to heighten my spirituality. So over the past few weeks, you know, listening to you guys and understanding the height of awareness that we all need to get to here eventually, and so just, I'm learning. And honestly, I thought you were just talking about me right there. About all the problems that are coming up in life that just are recurring. And because I have a recurring theme in my life. And sometimes I wonder what is going to be next. What is coming up for me.
And how old are you, Dan?
I'm 24.
24, okay.
You're going to find a lot of young people becoming more aware and more looking for answers.
A lot of us are. Here in my generation, I really feel that we are bridging a gap right now between all of the baby boomers' sons and daughters. We are their we're the baby boomers' grandchildren. And I have a younger brother who's 10 years younger than me, and another brother who's 4 years younger than me. And those two are in another generation. They view the world through these eyes that everything is already okay. But my generation, we view it as, how can we fix it? Because I feel that there is a broken bridge somewhere out there.
Right, and you want me to help you with that?
Yeah, help me out.
Okay. What's happening is that it's almost like a generational thing. If you go back and you look at the children that were born in the 80s, okay, or I'm sorry, the children that were born in the 70s, and you'll notice that these children came in with a lot of anger issues. And it's like, and these souls decided to come in here because the earth needed a big shift, that harmonic conversion, okay, had to be shifted in order to make this new age come about. Okay, then these other children came in, okay, and these other children and these, let's call them souls, okay, came in. And what's happening is that there are some that are coming in that are here to show us and others the new.
So they're like
awareness.
So we're like ushers, and then there are other people who are just the sheep following around, the shepherd and the sheep.
Yes, but there's a purpose for every soul that comes in. So there is, you wouldn't really want to say that they're just shepherds or sheep.
Their purpose is just to be a pawn to help out those shepherds finding their own way through the
world? That is what their mission is on Earth, then.
And it's okay.
They chose to do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Everyone chooses what they come in to do. And in the meantime, their soul is evolving and actually spiritually, or is actually growing itself. And it's like a schoolhouse. Okay? So basically what's going on is that yourself feeling like you have to fix something. Okay, the only thing you have to fix is you, and that's wrong too. I shouldn't say that. The only thing that you should be paying attention to is really you and your soul growth, and finding out what creates the joy. Okay, and listening. And the key thing here is to go within. Learn to meditate. Learn to go within and get that quiet little answer that wants to tell you all the time, okay, where to go, what to do, what needs to happen next. And of course, and the way to do that is to work on the issues that keep on getting in the way. And that's usually our egos. Our egos are sneaky. Talk about the devil. They're sneaky little devils.
They are.
they are. Yeah, they don't like spirit. Okay, they don't want you. Your ego does not want you to evolve. Okay, but at the same time, the key in that one is to, I used to say, get rid of the ego, but no, it's not that now. And I'm starting to see that myself, because we all have to learn things. It's some people would say embrace the ego.
Blending.
Okay, blending the ego. What I'm witnessing now is have a relationship with the ego. Okay, so that the ego begins to want to be a part of what your new journey is all about.
Well, that honestly sounds like the way that this new generation is thinking.
And that's what the new generation is doing.
They already believe that everything fits together.
Right.
You know, I see all the puzzle pieces right there.
Although there are going to be some major shifts and changes, and it's almost like there are warriors that have come in. There are teachers that have come in. Myself, I really didn't really wake up until I was like 36 years old in order to help these generations to evolve. Because you're all like wondering what to do, where to go, or you feel, even though you know that something's there, you don't know what you're doing.
I don't mean to pry, but what if the time when you woke up 36? I see. I don't want to ask you your age.
But you can. I'm an open book.
She already said earlier on the show, I was 53 years old. And
I'm really 37.
She already opened that book.
But you said you said you woke up at 36. Well, what year was that? Was that in the 80s? Whenever, after all of those, the angry souls came in to push everything
really
for?
I think I was 36 in the 90s. Yeah, I was 36 in the 90s. So, but I have been growing all along. What it is that, like I said earlier, I understand the fear-based world because I came into the world in the fear-based world. Okay, so from abuse to, you know, it's kind of like I can see my pattern and how I evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and basically, I went into like maybe about 20 years of abuse. Then 20 years of trying to figure it out, and then now 20 years of being awake and alive. I mean, I'm more alive now than I've ever been in my life. Okay, and so basically, in this body that is aging, okay, it's not so much my mind, but it's everything about me feels very youthful because I'm in spirit. And when I'm not in spirit, believe me, I know it. And so does everybody else.
I came up with a question now for you.
Yes.
All right. With the heightened consciousness that we're all going to be experiencing soon. The world as a complete population.
Okay. All right.
Are there going to be people with extra special abilities like ESP?
There's already people here that do that. You just don't see them.
I want to say the common people, the person working in the office in New York City who is hating his time, mm-hmm. and he sits there and he can make time go forward or go back, mm-hmm. or somebody that is a healer, mm-hmm. who this spirituality was never even brought to them. Like, will those kind of people be experiencing those outcomes? Or will it only be people who have been studying this their entire life?
No. It will be also those people. Those people will also, they'll be moving forward also. Now, keep in mind, too, that's only if they want to open up. You have to find, there's always going to be somebody coming into your life. To help you.
Two variables with this are, one is we all have free will, and two, the energy that nobody really can see or feel or touch with the five senses, just by the energies that are coming through the planetary alignment, that's one thing. But what I've learned recently, well, within the past year, is just by being in someone else's presence with the energy that they carry, that raises
Your vibration,
which raises your abilities per se. And then what you do with that, you know, like so many times Terry's been told, every time I'm around you, I start seeing shadow figures and all kind of things like that. And it's because the energy that she carries raises somebody else to the next octave if they're around her enough. And what that does, and, you know, that's why people are attracted to her. They don't know it. She carries this vibrational energy or this light, per se.
Well, Terry's a good-looking woman, too.
Well, that, too. Now all the listeners are definitely going to be calling her. What's that website again, Terry? www.secretsofhealing.us.
Bring it on.
So, what do you think of that? Is that accurate with what I said, the free will and the energy? And
absolutely. And that's... And Joe is right about the free will. The free will, basically, sometimes you just feel like you have to divert yourself and experience something, okay? But you will always be brought back, okay? Once you've got a taste of the freedom of consciousness.
Not only that, but what happens is when we decide to come into this earth at this particular time and we have a mission to accomplish, the road is smooth if you're on your path. You have free will to go off that path, but you end up coming back towards the path because it's uncomfortable when you're off of your path, and you know it. So it's just like, I can't take this anymore. You get back on your path. Okay, now that's... And if people could even get to the awareness that we do come into this life with a mission, and we already know who we are and what we're about to do and what changes we're going to make, it makes things so much more simple to understand.
And believe it or not, it is simplicity. We just make it so complicated.
We do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'd like to, we talk about path a couple times, and I figure we should really let people understand what that means. Astrology.
I have a little exercise that I do for that. Oh. Like whenever, if I get into a situation where I need to, you know, stop, take a deep breath, think about what's going on, I call it the fly on the wall, and it's just the fly who you don't even notice him, that he's up there, but he is viewing you and all of your actions, and you can see yourself doing all of these things, and that really helps me get through a lot and help me find not so much what's right and what's wrong, but what's righteous, and it feels like I'm helping myself out a lot more if I decide based on that, rather than what somebody tells me to do.
You know what I'm witnessing is that you are your own teacher.
I try.
Yeah, well, actually, we all are. But for such a young man, you know, you are actually doing what it took me a lifetime to do. Okay? And even myself, because you already know that you have a quest, you have a mission. You know that there's something very important in your life that you have to strive for. And even though you don't know it in your head, it's like your heart.
And he's driven.
Yeah, you're driven. And that's how I am. I'm a driven force. And in the meantime, as I'm going towards that force, I I have to break through all the barriers, and that's what you're doing too.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I don't know. Do you remember the first time that you came in here and you read my chakra?
Yeah.
All right, and you said that there in the middle, it felt like it was a little broken. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're telling me that my heart is driving me forward, mm-hmm. and my head isn't, like my head and my gut are not there.
No. But I yet, didn't mean it that way. Go ahead.
I'm just saying there's that broken chain.
Right.
Right.
But yet my heart's taking me forward, and it's not connected to anything else.
And when I talk about heart, I'm talking about spirituality. It's you are a spiritual being living a human experience. Okay? And it's that spirit that is driving you, and you're paying attention, and you're listening. So it feels like it's coming through the heart. Because if you don't do things in the act of love, then what are you doing things under? In the act of fear or hate, that type of thing. So you are taking, and that's why I express it through the heart, is because this is where most issues come from. They're stored in the heart. But there's a body language within us. And the body language is through those seven chakras. And there's more chakras than that, but we'll just stick to those. And so the gut kind of like is that instinct. You know, it's that stop or go or something like that.
It's the instant reaction you get off of a situation.
Right. The mind. Now, we always have to, sometimes we have to be careful with our mind because remember, we're working with the ego. And the throat is how you communicate.
Okay.
So all of these are interrelating. All of these energy are interrelating. So when I felt your heart, I felt that you had stuck energy in there. That's what I was talking about.
Well, I actually, in some of my friends that had some problems today, whenever I teach them, one of my theories is the head-heart-gut theory. And where it's your head's all your experience, and it's everything that you know. Your heart is what you want to do, and your gut is just your initial reaction. And honestly, every time something happens, you say, you know, oh, you know, well, what does your head tell you? You know, what does your heart tell you? What does your gut say? In those situations, you usually, if it has to be reacted right away, you got to go with your gut because your gut knows exactly what it is. You don't have time to think about anything.
Right.
But I also feel that if there is like your gut is telling you, yeah, you got to do this. Your heart's telling you, no, I can't do this. You have to sit there and think about it and use your head and use that ego to figure out whether or not it is a good thing for you to do.
Awesome. Now look at this. There's a 24-year-old kid here.
The student becomes the teacher.
Yes, he did. He just became the teacher. That's awesome. And I love seeing it. I love witnessing this in people. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, sometimes we have to hear it. And this is why people come in and out of our lives all the time.
So we can witness.
Right. We can see ourselves through you.
I enjoy talking to people. It's so much fun hearing all of their experiences in life. Because every person out there does something different. Like, Joe, you do something completely different than the way that I do things.
Right.
And just understanding all of our involvements. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I mean, we all have a purpose here in life. And that's one of my favorite things to do is just to learn about why that person is here in life.
And so here you are. You're our future.
I'm your future.
Yes.
Nice. You heard it here first. Universal talk.
Oh, boy. We're creating a monster.
I'm stuck with the ego right now.
And he recognized it, so that's pretty important in and of itself.
Right. That's great.
Oh my. So another thing we might want to get into is that anybody that walks your path is a mirror image of yourself. So if you're looking at somebody and you don't like something about that person, take a real good look at it and what do you not like about that person that reflects upon you? Plus that person is a teacher. So if you are, say, the cylindrical energy, if you will, just picture like a hair off of each side, maybe, and each person that walks your path is these little hairs, and they're actually a part of you. So if you look at that person, and also with compassion, of course, because if they're a mirror image of you, you want to be compassionate to yourself. So, I mean, there's so many lessons in life that are so simple that if we would at least just listen to them and say, what if? I mean, it makes life so much more tolerable in this third-dimensional existence, if you will. And we could all complete our missions a little easier, I think.
I have viewed my friendships over my years as a good way to do it is like the color scheme. Every person like sort of has their own color, and it usually resembles their personality. Where like a blue person is much more of like a, it's not so much that they're sad that they're a healer, but they're caring. But then a red person is fiery, angry. And now a yellow person is happy and cheery. But then an orange person has very strong anger tendencies, but is also very happy and cheery in the same sense. But because of all of that, you know, orange is the
blending of yellow and red.
No, orange is the opposite of blue. So because of that, in a friendship, you usually have six people in a friendship, you and five others. And because of those six people, you have a complete circle. And this is something that I've had. Like, I have a friendship. I got five guys that I always hang out with. And with the five of us, each of us has a friend. And who's probably, like, their best friend. But the person in the group that is opposite from them, their best friend is almost exactly like their opposite. Like, my best friend, another one of his friends, is the exact opposite of me. I cannot stand him. Because we are the exact same.
But you know what? You learn the most from the person that is the most opposite to you.
I know, so I tolerate him.
And he's a part of you, so you're better.
Every one of us in this room is going through that. And you know what? And you put it in clarity. See what's happening just for the three of us to be in this room. All of us are teaching each one of us. And the listeners, of course, yes. Something about themselves. And actually what you talk about puts clarity. Okay. And the same thing where how I'm talking to you, I put clarity. Things that Joe talks to the listeners and us puts clarity into that awareness so that what happens, it raises that vibration for us. Oh, I just love this work.
It's so much fun. It's
fun.
I feel rewarded afterwards.
When you're in it. Oh. And when you're not in it, then sometimes it's not fun.
Well, you're pining for it. That's why.
Yeah. If I could do this 24/7, I'd be in my glory.
No.
So
yeah. What's the next topic? What else we have?
Well, towards the end of 2009, I'm trying to think if we haven't hit on anything in this show so far. We've only been doing it for a couple months now, but there's a lot of other information that's out there. I mean, we gave the listeners and you know a taste of what Universal Talk is all about. And there's so much more to know. And, I mean, I've talked to different people via email or on the phone. And especially the Black Ops people. And you could actually, that's a physicality. Like, these people are actually physically witnessing, whether it be ETs or technology that you can go back in time or in the future. I mean, this stuff really exists today. And for them to come out, they're coming out on a limb because, of course, they're fearful of themselves or their families being harmed. And it's just amazing what's really out there, and whether we're willing to accept it and be awake and aware, that's up to each individual person and their will,
their desire,
free will and desire, right? So, I mean, this was a great year. I'm glad Terry's been on, and thank you, Dan, for coming on. I mean, that was great.
Thanks.
I mean,
yeah,
it was fun. You got to speak your truth, and that's what life is all about, I really think. And each individual, here's another lesson, that not every person has the same truth. And it's a hard concept to wrap your head around, but until you witness it, like, I'm always about just give me the truth. I don't want any BS. Just tell me. Well, each individual person comes into this thing with their own belief, with their own experiences, so their truth may be just a little bit different than somebody else's truth,
right.
And it's okay. But we have to have things as concrete, like this, 1 + 1 = 2, and that's it. But there's a gray area out there, and that's where the debates come from. However, you know what? In the greatest debates come a lot of great things. A lot of awareness comes out of debate. So, you know, that brings us back to opposites, you know, and people that have different beliefs or people that are different. It raises awareness through the debate and, you know, working through things.
The yin and the yang.
Pretty much. Yeah, and, you know, that's another thing. In our country here in America, United States, I mean, we're kind of behind. Whereas, and I remember the whole way through my life thinking, what the heck are these people, you know, thinking on the other side of the world with, you know, chakras and spirituality and all this kind of stuff. And I was so devoted to religion. And that was, of course, I was born and raised a Catholic. But, you know, it can take you so far. And it all has its purpose. I'm not saying it's bad or, you know, there is no good or bad in my mind. It just is.
But that is the old world over there. Was that last week that you were talking about the Mesopotamian region was the second civilization? First was the Aztec civilization over in North America, North and South America, and then catastrophe, and then migrated over into the Middle East, catastrophe.
Yeah, we were talking about Atlantis and then Egypt, and if I'm on the right show. But I can't remember if that was... I think... who was on last week?
Was that Jessica Mystic thing you had me listen to?
That could be. But we were talking about... Like, I know that Dr. O'Leary had mentioned Atlantis. And,
yeah, it was Dr. O'Leary.
Yeah. And then because, you know, they're the different civilizations that we go through, and this is kind of like a reset. And on 2012, the particular date, I don't think that all... You know, everything's going to end and it's going to be doom and gloom. I don't believe that. I think we're in the 2012... movement, or however you want to look at it, now. And between now and, say, 2040, just to put a date out there, lots of changes in earth changes and spirituality. All that is going to come to pass. And then that kind of, like, resets that clock of every 11,500 or every 26,000 years, something happens. And it's the planetary alignment. And as the energies come through, things change. You know, we're at a new evolution, if you will. But one thing I'd like to say is most people view this as an evolution, whereas if you really get to the heart of it, it's a remembrance. And because we think of a linear time as past, present, future, and we can't go back and we can't go in the future, we're living in the now. If you think of that we've already done this, experienced it, it's a remembrance. So we're all, if we all come from the source, we're all made in the image of God, per se. So we all are gods, in my mind. And therefore, we've already had all this knowledge. It's within us. And if we go within, we can bring it back. So if you picture all of us, if you will, just as an analogy, as fallen angels, if you will. And we're, you know, picking ourselves up, brushing ourselves off, and now we're remembering.
We're looking to go back home.
Right, we're trying to go back to the source.
To the beginning.
It's really a hard concept to wrap yourself around if you don't know all the information, and there's so much as far as a paradigm goes, because we're stuck in a religious phase and in evolution, if you want to, that's how people view it. And I just think that if you open your mind a little bit to allow a little bit to come through and just do the research and say, what if? You know, and you ask the question. That's what human beings, we're curious people.
What if's the best question in the world?
Yeah, what if? And then you get into a debate with your opposite that you hate, Dan.
We all might learn something.
Oh, I don't know. No.
It's not about debates. You could learn in many different aspects. You could learn in teaching. You can learn in witnessing, observing. I didn't want to get us into that because debates...
Well, I just said there's a good in everything, including debate. And so, yeah, absolutely. But the best way is to go within. And I really think that one other thing is Terry offers classes in the center that she'll be working out of. She'll be actually doing classes for developing your psychic abilities, chakra talk. What else do you got going in the near future?
Okay. Well, actually, what I'm doing is kind of like weekend retreats that could be individual classes or they could just be the weekend retreat. And so what I'm starting is a program called Developing Your Psychic Abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first one that I have here, which I'll have many different times, is basically the basic techniques of practicing, of going within, meditation, focused attention, breathing, relaxation, visualization, things like that. And then I'll also be doing a program called Chakra Talk. The Chakra Talk is to help you to understand how to listen to your own body.
Right, and what it means.
And the energies, right, and the energies, and how you can have a relationship with other energies.
You know, what's so nice about this is it's local. I mean, most of the time you have to travel out west in order to get a lot of this information, and I just wish more people would take advantage of it. I mean, it really is amazing to me that we have somebody with this caliber of, she just hasn't been recognized yet. You know, she's actually like John Edwards or one of these guys that are famous, but I'm sure, I'm so sure of this that she's going to be famous. She's shaking her head no and all this kind of, but once somebody recognized her, well, Dan, you've experienced, you know, I mean, you've been in here a few times, and I mean, just is what it is.
You remember when we read that back in the back room? We found the one spirit?
Oh, yeah.
That was, I can vouch, Terry is, she's the real deal. She can help you out.
I've been hearing a lot lately. I'm also going to be doing a program called Automatic Writing.
And what that is so cool.
And I'm going to be teaching people how to just automatically let their intuition write on paper.
Yeah, let me talk about that for 2 seconds here. I actually witnessed her do this several times, and she'll be sitting there starting to write into a journal, and it'll be her writing. Her eyes will close to almost a slit, and then all of a sudden, click, her handwriting totally changes, and she just goes. It's almost like she isn't even looking at the paper. And we'll read this information back, and the vocabulary, the words she uses, and the context, it's not her at all. It's not her personality. It's so funny. Not funny. It's so cool. That's the best word I can say. But it's all real, and it's like, wow, I can get a lot from that. So, and anybody can do this if you practice. That's the key. Like, somebody who picks it up and does it one time, oh, I can't do this. Well, of course, it's just like playing a guitar or anything else.
Right. And then I teach all those little intricate things that help you to get there.
Okay. Well, I want to thank all you guys for tuning in out there. And if you like the show or dislike the show or any other questions or suggestions of the content for future shows, email me at universaltalking@gmail.com. Or you can check out my website at www.universaltalk.info. And I'm going to give Terry 10 seconds here to, is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Go within. Take a time every day. If you can brush your teeth every day at the same time, you can find 5 minutes or 10 minutes and then add a few more minutes on it every day to just go within.
Good.
Quiet.
Perfect. All right, next week we'll be taking a little break from the show. However, if you enjoyed the show up to this point, call into the radio station to request me back. That number is 342-1260. And this is Joe Morris signing off for Universal Talk, WPHB 1260 Country Roots.